sort of naturally?
No, I don't use it too much, but I've already used a lot. Okay.
Do you ever hear, or do you ever use yourself at the beginning of a sentence talking about the old days, a phrase like, well, used to, the train stopped out here all the time? Never.
I would say the train used to stop out here.
Okay. Okay. Never at the beginning of a sentence like that. Okay. Somebody who goes out and leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you'd say he's very...
stupid.
Okay. Careless?
Careless, yeah.
Okay. Now, and practically every family's got one of these. You might have an aunt who's not really quite right or something like that, and you'd say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
weird.
Okay. Did you say weird or...
weird.
Queer?
Weird.
Okay. Would you ever use queer in that context?
Oh. No.
No. Okay. Has that word pretty much changed its meaning to the point where you... how would you use that term?
Queer.
Yeah.
Talking about a homosexual.
Okay. Usually male rather than female.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You don't hear it used much when you talk about something that's... strange or unusual.
Okay. Most of the time nowadays it's just that one particular meaning. Okay. And if you're talking about somebody who couldn't take a joke without losing his temper, you'd say he's very...
touchy.
Okay. And you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
mad.
Okay. And if he's about to lose his temper, you tell him, well, look, just...
cool off.
Okay. Calm down.
Calm down.
Okay. And if you've been working real hard, you might say you're very...
tired.
Okay. And if you use wear out, you... go ahead.
Let me look
for... go ahead.
Yeah, that's good, Mom.
I'm not getting in the way of your business.
No,
honey,
they just wanted to ask me something, and all I needed to say was yes or no.
Okay.
So that's okay.
Okay. Let me see. If you use wear out, you say he's all...
if what?
If you use wear out...
uh-huh. Say he's worn out.
Okay. Let me see. If a person's been very well, you know, it's been very healthy and everything, and you hear that suddenly they have some kind of disease, you might say, last night she...
last night she seemed fine.
Okay, and then all of a sudden she...
she took sick.
Okay.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I would say she got sick.
You would say got sick. Okay.
I don't know why I said took sick then, because people say that, but I don't usually say it.
Okay. Let me see. And if a person sat in a draft and began to cough, you'd say last night he...
took a cold.
Okay. Took a cold, you would use there?
I might say that, yeah,
in that context.
In that context, I'd either say took a cold or caught a cold, maybe.
Caught a cold, okay.
Probably say cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, he would get...
hoarse.
Okay. Let me see. And if you're talking about a patient who's in bed and the medicine's still by his bedside, you might ask him, well, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
Okay, and he might answer, well, I
didn't need it.
Okay, or I took
some.
Okay, and I will
continue to take it.
Okay, and if you can't hear anything, somebody who can't hear anything, he's what?
He's deaf.
Okay, and if somebody began to sweat when he started to work, and it was a real hot day, by the time he finished, you would say all day he...